This week, four people from the Los Angeles area were arrested after an investigation by the California Department of Insurance. The suspects are accused of creating a plan where they used a life-sized bear costume to pretend that their cars were attacked. Their goal was to get a large insurance payout. The individuals involved are Ruben Tamrazian, 26, Ararat Cherkinian, 39, Vehi Maradkanian, 32, and Alfie Yazukaman, 39. They now face charges for insurance fraud and conspiracy, and their actions reportedly cost three insurance companies a total of $141,839. The investigation, called Operation Bear Claw, started earlier this year when one of the insurance claims seemed suspicious. In January, the suspects claimed that a bear had entered the 2010 Rolls-Royce Ghost while it was parked in Lake Arrowhead, an area known for having black bears. They even provided video evidence showing a furry figure entering the car and damaging the inside. However, investigators later found out that the bear was actually a person in a bear costume. As investigators looked deeper, they found two more claims from the same suspects involving different cars, a 2015 Mercedes G63 AMG and a 2022 Mercedes E350. The way these claims were made was very similar to the first one, which made authorities doubt their truthfulness. To confirm their suspicions, investigators brought in a biologist from the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. The biologist concluded that the videos showed a human in a bear suit, not a real bear. To get to the bottom of the situation, detectives searched the suspect's home and found the bear costume, which included a furry head, paws, and metal tools that looked like claws. The light brown color of the costume raised more questions because California's only wild bears are black bears, which usually aren't brown or tan. This difference added to the evidence against the suspects, suggesting that their claims were made up. The investigation has involved teamwork with the Glendale Police Department and the California Highway Patrol, and the case is now with the San Bernardino County District Attorney's Office to decide on the next steps.